This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for listening. The sun's up. Happy Monday. If you're hanging out at your house, which is exactly what you should be doing, unless you're an essential person who's working in healthcare, or if you're, you know, shipping and keeping the food chain happening, the food supply chain, or you're working at a supermarket, you know, essential jobs that keep everybody else running, you should be listening from home. And if you are, follow all of us on Instagram, because we are certainly super bored and posting all kinds of crap about our lives. So the insides of our closets, you know, how fast our grass is growing, you know, that kind of thing. I'm Clarky Clark, C-L-A-R-K-I-E, C-L-A-R-K. Vin, you're Vin Hassan. I did notice, Brittany Boy and Nicole underscore DeJesu, that you neither one of you put up a closet.
Yeah,
I thought we all agreed we were going to put our closets.
To be honest, I forgot till the next day.
Did we agree to that?
Yeah, I thought we all agreed.
We did, Bryn. We did agree.
Yeah, you guys agreed.
No, you agreed.
I sat there quietly.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
I like seeing the inside of people's. Like, you ever seen inside any of those Kardashian closets? They're like entire. It's like
another bedroom
as big as your house. Forget your bedroom, Nicole. It's like. You know, a 2,500 square foot closet.
Well, like, Bryn, in your defense, if I could, I went ahead and did the posting of the pictures and then immediately got a text back saying, that's not nearly good enough. I want a video and I want you to narrate the thing. And I'm like, okay, I'm not. I'm too busy for that.
Through. You can't be too busy.
No,
you can't be. I want to see the whole
Radio
thing.
Alice report.
Don't do it yourself. Leave it to the experts at Floorcraft in San Francisco for service and savings during their DDIY sale going on now. Their experts will help you with your flooring, kitchen, plumbing fixtures, appliances, and windows with Hunter Douglas. Go to floorcrafthome.com. All right, so here's what's happening. Basically, our elected public officials in California have said, they've put it out there, bad job, California. Do a better job staying in your house. So the weekend, apparently, too many people hit the beach, too many people hit the trails, too many people were found to be in too big a groups. And so this thing's going to spread way worse and way faster than any of us want. Because it seems some people don't get it. Right now, the U.S. has more than... And this changed since 6 a.m. I got a new report. So it was originally, we have 33,000 confirmed cases. Now we're up over 35,000 confirmed cases. And that doesn't include places...
Is that the U.S.?
That's the U.S.
Just the U.S., okay.
The worldwide, we're at 350,000 cases.
Do you have a death count, too? I hate to be morbid.
You know what? I did, and I actually skipped it because it is super morbid. It's terrible. If you want it, though, I can find it for you.
Well, and the thing that's crazy about this is look, there's conspiracies out there and blah, 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 but they're saying there are a lot of deaths that aren't getting reported. Obviously, everyone who has it isn't getting tested for it, so these are rough numbers. For them to say there's 350,000 people who've had it, that's probably half the amount.
Right. That's 350,000 people have been confirmed to have it.
Right.
15,300 people have died of the virus. In the United States, the national death toll is at 473.
Right.
And again, we've got 35,200 confirmed cases here in the United States. We trail only Italy and China, and Italy, for whatever reason, has been devastated by this. I'm not sure if they just did a super bad job staying.
Just didn't realize that it was there,
I guess, but it's been awful for them. And many of the stories I read are like, the United States is headed the way Italy went. If we don't get in our houses and quit
your house, everybody.
Unreal.
But like that, we still have to. There are people out there saying this is a hoax. It's just a flu. I mean, it's people are poo-pooing it.
Right. No, that's absolutely what went on over the weekend too. I told you the trails
horrible
that we have a view of.
We'll
were packed.
Fine.
Absolutely yeah packed. This is the article that I mentioned to you that you said you wanted to hear real quick, or
yeah,
that I can give to Bryn and he can post it. But the USA Today, under their health section, has coronavirus, allergies, or flu. Here's the difference between COVID-19 and other illnesses. And it actually just runs it down. It's one of the few articles that is really nicely written, as in it's easy to read. So it just says allergies and then says what you'd have, and then cold says what. So the symptoms are all listed. It's very easy to read. Bryn, you can post that if you want. But for the new coronavirus, shortness of breath seems to be the real.
That's the big one, huh?
The real difference. A fever above 100 degrees, a dry cough. They say a gradual onset, 2 to 14 days after onset.
Oh, after infection. So this isn't. It's not that the symptoms come on gradually. It's that it's going to take a while to manifest in you.
I believe so, and that's something that we were dealing with. So I got into, I don't know, isolation or whatever you want to call it. What was that, Friday when we left work?
Yep.
I've been since, so that's what, 9 days?
Yep.
Is that nine days?
10 days, something like that.
Okay.
I don't know.
So I still don't feel confident that I'm okay. I'm hoping though.
Well, right. I mean, is there a cutoff where if you haven't been sick in 21 days? Or, I mean, because I'm hearing some cases are taking forever to, you know, people come down with it a month after exposure.
Right. I've heard
that.
Well, the month that I heard about was sort of the longest period of time
right
that it's taken. But yeah, that's I think that we're still dealing with the fact that even though I'm in isolation, I still had to go out and get a couple things.
Yep.
So, and my
you
practice.
Do what you can. You glove up, you put
right
on a mask. And
well, and one of the things I've been doing is coming in after being out and going straight to the shower.
Yeah, I like
and
that. You're doing that. That's
I take
amazing
off all my clothes and I get them put in the laundry and then I get in the shower before I see anybody or touch anybody. Is that going to work? I don't know. I hope so.
Bryn is holding up a chart for us. It's one of those things where you pick yes or no in the answer to each question, and it points you to a different. I love grids like that, actually. Is that from the USA Today article, Bryn?
No.
This is from a different article, but
yeah,
it's kind of it's quite
very
clear. I like the way
very
it's
very clear, very mm-hmm interesting.
It starts with, do you have a fever? Then it goes yes or no. If it's a no, you probably have the common cold or allergies. If it's a yes, then it moves over to the possible flu or COVID, and then it goes down from there and continues to, you know.
Yeah, that's pretty simplified. That's a good, put that up with the article that we just talked about. We'll
yeah, I mean, anything that helps people feel better. I know that one of the other things, look, maybe I'm just the only crazy guy in this world. That's
maybe
possible. But there's no doubt that in the middle of the night, just last night, and I'm fine. I haven't had any symptoms of it. But just last night, I woke up and went, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, I think I may have it. And then I 2 minutes later, I went, oh, okay, I don't.
Any little tickle, though, we're
right
on high alert. It's stressful.
a little stuffiness, a little whatever, and you start going, oh no. Oh, no.
Now that you've been in this long, has your wife calmed down a little bit on the stress levels? Like, does she still, like, how is it going?
She seems to have, but I'm trying not to be in her grill about it because I don't, you know, if you're feeling anxious, having someone constantly
remind you of it.
Right. I don't think that's helpful. So I've sort of just tried to give her some space. She seems to have, we got a Costco order, I don't know when it was, 2 days ago. And she got some wine, which seems to help her in the evening hours.
Well, that's nice.
So, you know, I don't, I'm not familiar with normal or so-called healthy drinking.
Yeah,
she seems to be drinking. Able to have a glass or two, and it does loosen her up, and then she's fine. You know, yeah. She seems to be good. She doesn't need a third or a sixth or a tenth or, hey, we should go get some harder stuff.
Yeah, and so four more bottles of this. I mean, why not stock up? I mean, it was funny. I put up. We went and bought a couple six packs on Friday, and
I saw that Pacifico. Good on you.
Yeah, well, Johnny, he was like, oh, they don't have Corona Light. Because that's the one he likes, so he bought Pacifico. I'm like, well, just buy Corona. That's hilarious. And I thought, you know, because I was like, I'm buying this Apocalypse IPA. This is hilarious. People were like, that's all you got for the whole weekend? I'm like, how many beers does a person have in over the course of two nights?
Well, and you're a vodka girl anyway.
I am, but I didn't. I had two beers on Friday night. And then immediately fell asleep. And then I just didn't drink at all on Saturday night. But I thought of you. I'm like, well, what was the point? I was just, if I drink, I'll just fall asleep. So I just didn't drink. And I thought, Vinny wouldn't understand that. And you just confirmed it with the what?
Yeah, well, so here's the thing. You normally are...
when I'm hanging with friends. And,
I know, but you like to drink at home anyway. So I thought you guys would continue to get hammered
just,
every
there's
night.
No, there's no point in that. Or didn't feel like there was a point.
Aren't you guys jamming every night?
We always sing, but the studio right now is all wired up for the radio broadcast, and we're afraid to touch it. Like I am anyway. So we've just been, you know, acoustic guitar. I taped a couple things the other night, but they just, you know, I listen back, I'm like, I'm not posting that up, that's for sure. I know, because, you know, if I get something good, though, I will put it up then.
Yeah, no, I don't believe you will.
I will. If there's something good, I'll put it up. I promise. It's just that it's always, you know, like he's across from me with the guitar and I'm singing. I'm right next to the phone. So it's just like so loud and obnoxious. I'm like, ugh, forget it. Plus, I never want to post anything when I'm having any drinks because that's always the stuff you regret. Like people, you should have to breathalyze into your phone in order to be able to post things like on Twitter, or especially on Twitter, but also on Instagram and all the other social media outlets as well.
Well, I don't know what the state of mind is for that basketballer who posted. He says he was hacked. Isn't that the case?
Yes.
But I believe he probably had a couple drinks and thought, you know what I should do?
I'll get some good PR from a man area.
I don't think young people accidentally post stuff like that. I think that was a vanity shot for sure.
I can't say it never happens, but it does seem like, you know, if you're showing well. And he's in the news. I suppose that keeps him interested.
I'm less bored now.
There's somewhere around a billion people isolating themselves in their homes around the world right now.
Oh, a billion people. Wow.
1 billion people.
There needs to be 7 billion.
So one of the questions people were asked, I don't know where this survey was done, but the question is your house currently cleaner or messier than usual?
Messier.
Yeah, because you're living in the middle of, you're in it, right?
Mine is messier for sure. There's.
I loved that our boss posted him going around the house and tidying up. And I think that there's sort of that, yes, absolutely. You're home. You might as well do some stuff, right?
Right.
And then there's the others who are like, I am going to live in this filth. If I'm stuck here, who cares? Where am I going and who's coming over to see it? Nobody.
I can't say that I haven't looked around and gone, boy, I should tackle that. But it's just hasn't happened. And it just seems like there's constantly something to be worried about, or some other thing like, oh, thank God I don't have to clean. I'm going to worry about this for a while. Like it's, but there are other people who are just, they're probably OCD to begin with, but I mean, they're looking at this as, you know, the opportunity of a lifetime. I'm home and I'm going to clean.
Well, my big project, which I'm going to do, but I need to wait for sunshine, will be to pull out everything in the garage and then clean it from front to back, side to side, and then put everything back. That's sort of like the spring project.
Because everything gets stuck there. You know, we have our places where we put the junk we just don't know what to do with yet.
Right.
And the garage tends to be that. Hey,
so that's the big project, but I got to wait for sunshine because everything has to come out and I can't have it get rained on.
So is there rain in the forecast?
There is.
Okay.
There is. There's rain in the forecast over the next, I want to say through Wednesday at last look. And then we're looking at some sunshine or partly cloudy skies, but looking good into next weekend.
All right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Good morning. I just turned on the radio. Not sure if you talked about this. Chuck Billy of Testament and his wife just back from tour, both tested positive. They said they're feeling good. Yeah, I did read that story. They're locals. Testament's a local Bay Area band. And I'm surprised they were still out on tour, but that is the case. A bunch of people from their tour tested positive.
Damn.
It's a bummer. But they're now all home. They've all done what is necessary, which is get off the road.
Hopefully on lockdown. And not going for hikes.
Let me see. Some factors for Italy. Second oldest population, socialized medicine with not enough capacity, and special direct economic migrant link with China.
Oh.
They call it they're saying it's the garment industry. What's going on?
I can't make my stupid computer shut up. It keeps dinging at me even when I'm not.
It's okay. We're all fine with it. Italy may have a lot of death because they have a lot of old people. And China is just lying about their numbers, this person says. I can't confirm that.
I disagree with that. Oh, I can't confirm that. I don't believe anything I hear out of that place.
Well, right. There's, you know, communist countries tend to put out propaganda that makes them look good. So there's that. But we don't know for sure. Maybe they're fine over there.
Maybe.
I've never been. I can't comment on China. I've never been. I was hoping. Oh, God. Speaking of the Olympics, I was about to and then just got sidetracked. It looks like finally people are starting to come to the realization that the upcoming Olympics in Tokyo will be postponed at the very least.
Yeah, that's. I have a little bit on that. I doubt I'm getting to it. Are you going to try and get to it at 8:30?
I can do that. Yes.
Yeah. There's a lot going on with that too. In the celebrity trash, I do have music news. We did lose someone over the weekend. We have the charts and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.